Hello, Freedom Engineers. It's Dave Belshaw here, the Freedom Engineer, host of the Freedom Engineer podcast, coming to you from Melbourne, Australia. I'm on fire today. This is the third episode of the podcast. It's super excited to bring these to you. I'm feeling good, getting things done, as you've heard. What was I talking about? Legacy, leaving legacies on the last episode. Go back, listen to that one. Talking about retirement of someone at the current place that I'm working and how it's given me extra motivation to continue the freedom engineering because the freedom engineering journey, because I don't want to wait until retirement age to do the things that I want to do, to live the life that I want to live, a life with passion, a life with purpose, true to who I am and what I believe in and what I, you know, how I feel that I can help society and bring value to society and to the people whose lives I interact with. For me, that's what it's all about. It's about bringing value to the community, to the marketplace, doing those things to help others get to where they want to go. So, freedom engineers out there, I hope that you are bringing value to the lives of those people that you interact with. And I'd love to hear your stories. How are you providing value? How are you engineering freedom? What are you doing to create your freedom engineering journey? Have you been listening to this podcast and starting to implement some of these processes or tips that I've been talking about that I've put in place in my life? Are you implementing some things that maybe I haven't heard about? Then please let me know. Send me an email, dave@thefreedomengineer.com. I'd love it if you headed over to iTunes and left me a review of the podcast. Some people have headed over and left reviews, and I really appreciate those. One of the things that would be absolutely amazing, and this would add value to other people around you, would be to leave me a 5-star review, because that will help other people find the podcast. It will put it up the list on iTunes. Of course, you can always just tell people about it. Send them to the Facebook page, facebook.com, The Freedom Engineer. Send them to the website, thefreedomengineer.com or davebelshaw.com. There's back episodes of the podcast up there, as you know, if you're a regular listener. And thank you once again for your support listening to the podcast. If you're a first-time listener, thanks for joining in. Hope that you'll get something out of this that I can help you just in some small way, even just in some small way, help you to create more success and engineer more freedom in your life. What does that look like? What does that look like in some small way? Well, I was actually thinking about this just after doing the last couple of podcasts. I just made myself a nice healthy smoothie, bit of spinach, banana, a little bit of water, popped in a few nuts in there, a few cashews, a bit of honey, give it a bit of a sweet taste, a little bit of milk. I've run out of almond milk, which often I use in some of my smoothies, but just a little bit of dairy milk. But just having a smoothie, a spinach smoothie, is something that I do almost every day. I try to do it every day. Sometimes I just plain forget, or maybe I've got to rush out the door to head to work or to take the beautiful little Lola to daycare. Sometimes I just forget. But if I do forget, I actually feel, I don't feel bad, but I definitely think about it later on in the day. I think, I missed having my smoothie, because it just makes me feel good. And making smoothies and healthy drinks are something I've done for quite some time. If you're a regular listener, you'll know that I really enjoy outdoor activity and exercise. I do a bit of running and riding. I've always been into sport and outdoor activity and healthy eating. And it's definitely one of the things that I've spoken about on this podcast, is about healthy lifestyle as one of the things that helps to build success in your life. Just being more healthy physically helps you mentally, emotionally. And so, you know, doing these things is one of the ways that I build, create success in my life. I 100% stand by this. I can tell how much better I feel when I'm exercising, when I'm eating healthy. So yeah, look, I definitely recommend doing that. But yeah, one of the things that I have done in the past and one of the things I've done more recently is to have a spinach smoothie. So I was just having one in between, didn't have one this morning, so I was having one in between podcasts, and I thought, look, that's just a simple way, just a simple thing you can do to help you eat better or feel better. Just little things like that will help in make you feel better physically, but it's just the mindset change. You know, once you start doing these things, like, you know, having a healthy smoothie at breakfast time, you start thinking about, oh, what else can I do? You know, what else can I do to, you know, build more healthy habits in my life? And that's where, you know, I have, and I've spoken about this on previous podcasts, how I've been doing more running in the mornings. And it just came as a, almost like a snowball effect, and the compound effect I was talking about on the last podcast or the one before. Just doing these little simple things that just build this mindset of, what else can I do? You know, how can I put something else and implement something else into my life that's not hard? Seriously, I mean, how hard is it to get yourself a bit of packet of frozen or packet of fresh spinach? I just put a bag of fresh spinach in, baby spinach in the freezer. I put a handful of that into the smoothie maker, bit of water, bit of milk, bit of nuts. It's not very hard at all. But the benefit of doing that is you know, it far outweighs the effort. And that's part of efficiency, isn't it? About what can you do such that the benefit outweighs the effort? Becoming more effective, more efficient, building success, creating freedom in your life is about working. Often it's about working smarter, not harder. You know, doing the things that will give you results for minimal effort. And eating healthy, drinking a healthy smoothie is one of those things that's simple to do that will help you to start the process of building more success habits in your life. So if you're someone who traditionally hasn't eaten that well, maybe you're a little bit out of shape, maybe you're not ready to go out and run a marathon or, you know, do a 4-minute mile, whatever it is, but just some of these little simple things, start putting these in place, a healthy smoothie, and hey, you don't have to follow my recipe, you can just YouTube it, spinach smoothie, healthy smoothie, get on the internet, whatever it is. There's so many resources out there to help you get better and to do things better and to be better, to be more healthy, to be more successful. There's so many resources out there, and that's, you know, it's how I started in this process. I just was going through some really, really tough times a few years ago, and I just wanted to get out of it. So I just started to look into, how can I do this? And that's where I found these books and these resources, and started to talk to people and read about people and start doing the things that I'd read about. And it created momentum in my life to build success and freedom. And you know, for me, often people ask me, well, what are you talking about as far as success and freedom, and what does that mean to you? If I think about that, or if I talk about that, just success, for me, initially, it was about implementing some mindfulness into my life to get me out of a depressed state. And how did I measure success? It was just feeling better, feeling better. What did freedom mean for me? Freedom, it was about freedom from feeling depressed. simple little things. I started a program of mindfulness and meditation, and it made me feel better. And then that built momentum to start implementing more strategies to help me to feel even better and to start getting back into those things in my life that I really enjoyed to do, like exercise and all the activities that I enjoy. And it really was built upon a simple step, a very small step that has, through time and patience, as I was talking about in one of the last episodes, through time and patience and experience, I know now has helped me from this very small start to get to where I am right now. And you can do it as well. Whatever your situation, wherever you find yourself, whatever you are doing, however you see your world that you're living in and that you want to create something or make it better or do something different, you can do it through simple steps. So take those simple steps, Freedom Engineers. Take those simple steps and let me know what are those steps you're taking. If you want some insights into what steps you might be able to take to get out of the sticky situation that you're in life, then send me an email, dave@thefreedomengineer.com. Put in the subject line, freedom coaching call or engineering coaching or whatever it is, just something about coaching, something about freedom, something about freedom engineering. That's fine. Email me. We'll get in touch. We'll have a 15-minute power call and we'll start you on the process to engineering more freedom in your life. So, Freedom Engineers, thanks for tuning in to the podcast. I really appreciate your support. I've had a great batching period doing these podcasts. I am going off to do some more work on the Freedom Engineer coaching program, which will be up and on the website hopefully over the next month or so, and then pick up the beautiful Lola, my lovely little girl from daycare. And I hope wherever you are, whatever you're doing, you are creating success and engineering freedom in your life.